you might say, this is a dangerous place.
I didn't get the question.
Say that you slip and catch yourself. You might say, well, this is a dangerous place.
Fall.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. If somebody's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him and he calls you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in.
After what?
Say if somebody is waiting for you and he comes and knocks on the door, you might holler down, well, I'll be with you
in a minute or so.
And say you know you're on the right road but aren't sure of the distance, you ask somebody how. Or say you want to know how long it'll take you to get to Selma, you might ask me how.
How many miles?
Mm-hmm. In Selma. And let's see. If you're pointing out something nearby to me, you need to get my attention, you might say what? Say you wanted to point something out to me, what might you say?
You say, see, or look at that.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to know how many times somebody does something, you say, or say you want to know how many times I go to town a week, you might ask me what, how? Say you want to know how many times I go to town.
How many times?
You might ask me how. How might you ask me that? You might say how.
How often do you go?
Yes, ma'am.
Or something.
And you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You would say, what if you agree with him?
I am too.
Mm-hmm. And this part of your head is what here?
This part.
Yes, ma'am. And this is my
hair.
Yes, ma'am. And if I had a growth here, I would have
beard.
Yes, ma'am. And this is my
ear.
Which one is here?
The left.
Mm-hmm. And this one is my
right.
Mm-hmm. And this is my
lips.
And my
tongue.
And the whole thing there is my
mouth.
Yes, ma'am. And my
throat.
Mm-hmm. And all around would be your
neck.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And the thing that right here is the part that sometimes you see on, especially on men, do you know any name for
them? Well, they say Adam's apple. I don't know what the real name of it.
Did you ever hear older people ever call that a goozle or anything like that?
I've heard that.
That's mostly an old-fashioned.
Yeah, that's kind of came in the pioneer days, I think. I mean, you heard it more back then. You don't hear it now much. I doubt if the children even know it.
I think probably I've only heard it through my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
These things are your
teeth.
Or you have one. You have one. Or you go to the dentist and you get what feeling? Get your
feeling.
In your. Get a feeling in your
teeth.
Mm-hmm. And the flesh around your teeth would be
your gums.
Yes, ma'am. And this part of my hand would be
palm.
And this would be
fist.
And this would be
two fists.
Mm-hmm. And a place, any place where you can bend your, say, your finger or your elbow would be or if you get rheumatism, it hurts you in your
joints.
Yes, ma'am. And the upper part of a man's body is his
chest.
Yes, ma'am. And this is one
hand.
Mm-hmm. Or two.
Two hands.
Yes, ma'am. And this part of a man's
shoulder.
Yes, ma'am. And this would be a
thigh.
Or the whole thing would be a
leg.
Yes, ma'am. And this would be a
foot.
And I have two
feet.
Yes, ma'am. And